The six profiles came from cases in Scottsdale, Arizona, Henderson, Nevada, and the four California cities of La Jolla, Laguna Beach, Salinas, and San Mateo. Two were child murders, and the other four were sex slayings involving three women and one male victim. McCaleb drew no links between them. It was clear they were simply separate cases that had drawn his attention in the last 2 years. There was no indication in any of the files that Terry's work had been helpful or if any of the cases had been cleared. I wrote down the basics from each in my notebook with the idea that I would follow up with the departments to check the status of each investigation. It was a long shot, but it was still possible that one of these profiles could have triggered McCaleb's death. It wasn't a priority, but I would need to check it out. Finished with the computer for the time being, I directed my attention to the file boxes stored on the top bunk. One by one, I pulled them down until there was no room on the floor of the forward room. I found that they contained a mix of files from both solved and unsolved cases. I spent the first hour just sorting them and pulling out the open unsolveds, thinking that it was more likely than not that if Terry's death was related to a case, then it was one with a suspect still at large. There was no reason for him to be working or reworking a close case. The reading was fascinating. Many of the files were on cases I was familiar with or had even had a part in. They were not files that had gathered dust. I got the distinct impression that the open cases were an endless rotation. From time to time, McCaleb pulled them out and rethought the investigations, the suspects, the crime scenes, the possibilities. He made calls to investigators and lab people and even witnesses. All of this was clear because McCaleb's practice was to use the inside front flap of the file to write notes on the moves he made, meticulously dating these entries as well. From these dates, I could tell that McCaleb had been working many cases at once, and it was clear he still had a pipeline into the FBI and the behavioral sciences squad at Quantico.